This is Cincinnati Edition for a Saturday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Time to go on the money with Chris DeSimeo and his guest Rob Pascal, author of The Retirement Maze, What You Should Know Before and After You Retire.
As we move into the warmer weather, a great time to catch up on your reading, and especially if you are saving money for retirement or you are about to retire or you have just retired. Of course, the 77 or so million baby boomers, that is what is on our collective minds. And there's a new book out that helps put the whole idea of retirement into perspective, and it goes way beyond the numbers and digs deeply into some pretty interesting subject matter. The book is called The Retirement Maze, What You Should Know Before and After You Retire. The Retirement Maze, written by Rob Pascale, Louis Primavera, and Rip Roach. And joining us now, telephonically, from the East Coast, the native of Long Island and a Ph.D. in psychology from Hofstra, Dr. Rob Pascale. And Rob, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, pleasure to talk to you again, Chris.
This book kind of came from a lot of your personal experiences, because you were a successful business person, you retired early and thought everything was going to be just peachy keen, and then what happened?
Well, you know, from my own experiences, I planned well for my retirement. I couldn't wait for the day to retire, to get out of the pressure of my job. And, you know, the first few months, weeks were fine. It's like being on vacation. But over time, you realize there are a lot of hours in the day to fill. And, you know, it was turned out to be a lot more work than I ever expected, which makes a lot of sense. You know, you're leaving an environment that's highly structured, gives you lots of routine, gives you a reason for being, it helps define who you are, and you really enter a void, which is a life of no structure, no way of feeling productive, and it's a difficult transition to make. So a lot of retirees, even though they may start off well, eventually start to feel like there's things missing in their lives.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to me. And, you know, I tried to fill it with lots of things. I started new businesses. I thought I had all these passions, these things I love to do. And, you know, the truth is I really didn't want to work that hard at getting these businesses going, so they were going to fail. And at some point I realized, just go back to what you know, which go back to being a social scientist, which is what I did. And that's helped me a lot. But, you know, what I really found out is that if it's that difficult for me, it's going to be as difficult for other people, too.
Exactly.
And so I thought I would use my skills as a researcher to try to help people understand, look, it's not going to be that easy, and you need to put work into it. Retirement is your full-time job. It is the job about living in the absence of your work.
Right. So it goes way beyond the numbers. You know, there's an old saying, there are lots of old phrases that are useful in the financial industry. And one of them that kind of goes beyond the financial industry is that you can't tell a book by its cover. But in the book, The Retirement Maze, you certainly can learn a lot just by looking at the table of contents. These chapters just have fabulously interesting names. Why we can retire. I want to talk about why we run into problems. What are some of the problems that in your research you discovered that people have when they retire?
There's a few issues, but you know, to try to summarize it, for one, you have what psychologists call a loss of continuity. In other words, you have a life in your job that is structured. Again, you have purpose, you have routines, you have to-do lists, and that puts real structure into your days. When you leave that job, you lose that continuity. And you basically have, again, a void, nothing planned, nothing you have to do. Your motivation tends to decline, so you even don't want to do that much. That's one aspect of it. The other is your role and your identity. You hold the role as a worker, and when you give up your job, you give up that role, and you now have a new role pretty much thrust upon you and with no definition to it. And it's up to you to create that. So really the problem is that, you know, in this world we have money. We not so much today, but in general, you know, financially we're better off. We try to retire young. We think we have all these interests we want to pursue, but we don't realize that we lose the continuity and we lose our roles, and we now have to redefine ourselves.
Yeah.
And it takes quite a bit of time.
Yeah, what are some of the things that people can and should then do if you find yourself, you know, you've crossed the goal line, you've now retired, you got your gold watch, you've got all this time on your hands. What should people do then to fill in that void?
Yeah, a key thing is planning. And you know, that's easier said than done. As I said, I tried to plan my retirement. That is the most important thing you can do, but it has to be down to specific steps. It's not simply, I'm going to go do this and I'm going to travel and that. You know, you need to plan your social life, for example.
Mm-hmm.
When you leave your job, you lose half of your friends and half of the time you spend socially interacting. So you need to start setting up play dates for yourself. You need to know to do that. People are not necessarily aware that that's what happens. When people are looking at their jobs and they're in the midst of the stress of working, retirement looks like a wonderful thing, and their expectations can be very, very high. So another thing you need to do is control your expectations. If you go in with your expectations being too high, you're going to be disappointed initially, and that disappointment can be demotivating.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, you know, you start having self-esteem problems. So, you know, one of the key points we found in the survey was people who are still working. And we interviewed 1,500 retirees and then about 400 or 500 people still in the workforce.
Okay.
Those still in the workforce, about 75% expected retirement to improve their lifestyle. But retirees, only about 50% actually found that to be the case. So your expectations have got to be under control. You need to plan carefully how you're going to use your time at a very detailed level, and it includes how much time travel, what you're going to do about your social life, what kinds of activities you're going to engage in, and you need to experiment. You need to try new things. You know, one of the things I found for myself is I love to paint. And I painted all the time, and I figured when I would retire, you know, I would do a lot more painting, and I'd start studying it more and all that.
Sure, like Winston Churchill.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't think I'm quite Winston Churchill, but beyond that, I would be involved in painting. I figured that's what I would do. And once the day I retired is the day I stopped painting. I haven't picked up a paintbrush in 7 years. And what I realized was painting was a diversion from work. And when I stopped working, I didn't need that diversion anymore.
Okay.
So you may find that some of the things that turned you on while you were working may not do it for you in retirement. So you need to keep experimenting, trying new things. You need to try to stay motivated. You need to plan in detail. And you need to manage your own expectations. I think those are probably the key points.
Yeah. You in your book, The Retirement Maze, you delve into a lot of the planning issues and especially some of the personal issues about how it can affect your relationship with your family and your coworkers. Tell us what the final chapter is, the good and bad in each of us. How do people come to grips with the whole side, you know, all sides of themselves after which suddenly now with all this extra time on your hands, you now have the ability to contemplate these kinds of things.
Yeah. Coming to terms with yourself, you know, that's such a tough question.
especially this early in the morning.
Yeah. You know, you will come to terms with yourself if you can fill your life with meaningful things. You know, you're going to have issues of self-esteem. You're going to have issues of feeling unproductive. But you're not alone. You know, all retirees go through that. So I'm not sure there's much you can do about it. There are certain personality traits that make it easier for you to adjust. You know, for example, if you are, you know, a self-motivated person or if you're very, very goal-oriented, you'll always keep reinventing yourself. Surprisingly, people who come from, you know, professional occupations tend to do a little better. And the reason why it's surprising is that they're more prone to define themselves by what they do. So you would think that they would feel that role loss even more so. But what they have going for them is this ability to adjust to their jobs, you know, taught them problem solving, mm-hmm. flexibility. And those are the kinds of tools that help make it easier for you to, you know, reinvent yourself when you retire.
Excellent, excellent, excellent advice. And Rob Pascali, I want to thank you so much for taking time away from your weekend to be with us to talk about your latest book, The Retirement Maze, What You Should Know Before and After You Retire. Thanks so much, Rob.
My pleasure.
Yeah. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Chris DeSimio on The Money.